What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 77 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren. And today, for this Nutrition Wednesday, we're going to be discussing the pros and cons of if it fits your macros.
Yes, this is definitely a pretty hot topic. People have a lot of different views on this, but I think we have a pretty similar view on exactly how, you know, the best way to go about this work. So we just wanted to get into kind of some of the pros and the cons of doing this approach and what else you can do.
Absolutely. So if it fits your macros, essentially what it is, first off, is you need to hit your macronutrients for the day accurately. Your macronutrients are your protein, your carbohydrates, and your fat. So essentially, if it fits your macros approach is you don't have a meal plan where there's certain foods you need to eat. You just need to make sure you hit that protein, carbs, and fat accurately each day.
Exactly. So realistically, when we're looking at the if it fits your macros approach, technically you can eat whatever the fuck you want. Not saying you should, but that is how the approach works. You can eat whatever you want as long as you're hitting those macros. You can eat McDonald's, you can eat candy, whatever you need, as long as it fits your macros, that is how you do this approach.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, some people struggle when it comes to cravings and things like that, and this can help them a lot of the time. But, you know, the eating candy every single day probably isn't something you should be doing.
Exactly, because paying attention to the macronutrients, yes, is super important, but guess what's also important? Paying attention to the micronutrients. Mm-hmm. That matters so much, especially when it comes to your internal health, your gut health, your hormonal health. Those things are not going to look the same. Even if the number on the scale looks the same, the internal health is not going to be the same. And while, yes, you can still lose body fat at probably the same rate when you are eating whatever you want within these macros, but the body composition probably is not going to look the same.
Yes, absolutely. Someone who's eating 2,000 calories and they have everything else is exactly the same. They're training, their muscle mass, it's just a set of twins. They're exactly the same. But one of them eats 2,000 calories with half of it coming from candy, and someone eats 2,000 calories, but it's all coming from whole foods with a lot of different colors. That person eating the whole foods in a lot of different colors will have a different body composition.
Yeah, so let's get into some pros and cons. So let's start with some pros. Of course, you get to eat whatever you want. Awesome. You get to eat McDonald's, you get to eat candy. Great, you get to eat whatever you want.
Yeah, and whenever you want. Very, very helpful for some people where they're like, hey, I'm just going to hit my macros. I'm going to eat all my calories in a 3-hour window. Some people will do, and they're like, I just know I got everything I needed in for the day in those 3 hours. Cool, if they want to fast or something like that. And of course, in this, you're still going to lose or gain weight how you want to, because when it comes to weight gain, weight loss, it's all calories in, calories out. So as long as you are getting in the correct amount of calories, you are still going to progress.
Yes, you can absolutely still lose weight at pretty much the same rate, no matter what the, you know, what the food sources are. Now, again, the body composition is probably going to look a little bit different, but you can absolutely still see the scale going down eating junk food within your macros.
Absolutely. And of course, with if fits your macros, the food freedom is huge. And for example, we have a lot of clients who are college students, and when you're a college student living in a dorm, you probably can't be cooking, you know, chicken, rice, and veggies every single day, and it can be hard to, you know, stick to a meal plan or something like that. So then you have this flexible dieting if it fits your macro approach coming in, where then they can go eat Chick-fil-A for a meal and track it and still be accurate on their macros while they're really busy going from class to class.
Exactly. And it does give you a lot more food variety. You know, some people just cannot fathom eating the same thing every day. Don't ask me why, because, you know, sometimes it's just a lot easier eating the same thing every day. But some people just cannot fathom doing it. They will not do it. So this does give you a lot more variety. It will take a little bit more time planning for all of this, but if you are looking for more variety within your meal plan, you could take a more macro style approach, which is also going to be super helpful if you are someone which is more on the go and maybe you don't really have the ability to be sticking to this, you know, meal plan all the time.
100%. I have multiple clients who travel for work a ton, and that's something we've worked on a lot, because of course they all wanted to do meal plan, and I was like, we're flying places, we're traveling, it can be really hard to stick your meal plan. We've been really teaching them the flexible dieting approach because it's just going to be so much easier for them.
All right, so let's get into some of the cons now. As we already touched on a little bit, a huge con of this approach when you aren't closely tracking all of these things is probably going to be some nutrient deficiencies. Fiber. If you're not, you know, focusing on that whole food, yeah, your fiber and just other nutrients that your body does need are probably going to be a lot lower due to, you know, food quality maybe not being as good.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're someone coming to us and you have gut issues, it's probably involved with something in your current nutrition. So if you go with a flexible dieting approach, the If It Fits Your Macros approach, and you just eat the same foods that you were before, but okay, you're hitting your macros, you're still going to be bloated, you're still going to have gut issues because you didn't change anything that's going into your body.
Yes, it's also going to give you a lot less satiety. It's not going to make you feel as full, as satiated a lot of the time if you are not focusing on this whole food diet, getting all the nutrient, more nutrient-dense foods in, and maybe you're getting some more calorie-dense foods in. Candy, chips, McDonald's, these things are not going to fill you up like whole foods will.
Yeah, I would say the average female who comes to us is probably eating something like 1,600 to 1,800 calories a day. And so imagine if they have one donut, that's 600, 700 calories of their entire day.
Yeah, eating like one meal at McDonald's like might be your whole day of calories.
Exactly. And then, of course, yes, you're going to get hungry throughout the day rather than you could have split that up into three whole food meals and probably still had calories to spare.
Yeah, exactly. So it is probably also going to negatively impact your gut health if you are making poor nutritional decisions within these macros. Your digestion is probably not going to be super regulated. You're probably going to be experiencing a lot more bloating, a lot more discomfort, things like that. And let's be real, your gut health is directly related to your mental health as well. So if that gut health is not in check, that mental health is probably also going to suffer.
100%, 100%. And another thing when it comes to the If It Fits Your Macros approach is that there's a lot of inconsistency to it, especially if someone is a competitor. This is why I am so pro meal plans at least 4 weeks out from show, because I just believe everything needs to be consistent and dialed in. If our athlete isn't already eating the same thing every day, we need to make sure that they are, because otherwise, if they're like, oh, well, I'm 2 weeks out, but I was just really busy, so I hit my macros, but I just had a bunch of this shit. Then guess what? You could have fucked your gut, and you might not be able to shit for 4 days, 5 days. You're going to feel terrible, and that's going to impact the end of our prep. And that's why it's so important to make sure you do have consistency, as well as maybe you're someone, you're like, why is my weight always spiking up, going down? Why is it always moving? You're someone who focuses on the scale a lot. That flexible dieting, If It Fits Your Macros approach, may not be the one for you, because you could have way higher food and sodium some days, way lower others, and then you're always going to have that inconsistency up and down. It's going to be hard to judge where exactly your weight's moving, and you're just going to be so confused, get overwhelmed, and then you're going to quit.
Exactly. I completely agree with that. On top of that, you know, there's probably going to be actual inconsistency also within your macros, because a lot of these foods, you know, try to macro hack, try to, you know, not all of them are going to be super accurate. And with you having to go in and take the time to retrack your food every single day, especially if you're not doing it in advance, you just might not be as accurate.
Yeah, because they can be up to 20%+ off.
Yeah, crazy shit.
On nutrition labels. So if you're not eating the same foods every day, it's different. If you're eating the same foods every day, okay, let's say some of them are off on their nutrition label, you're still consistently eating the same thing. So when you decrease it by a certain amount, you're still decreasing by like those calories, rather than if you switched foods out, maybe one food is accurate on its calories, one food is 20% higher than what it's actually saying on its nutrition label, and then you think that you dropped calories when you switched out this new food, but instead that new food was actually 20% higher and you're eating the exact same amount of calories you were before.
Exactly. So lots of pros and cons to each, but even with all of these cons, I will say that I'm a big fan of the macros approach. With that being said, I teach my clients on the foods that they should be eating within these macros, but I do believe that, you know, taking a more macro style approach gives you a lot more flexibility and it's a lot more sustainable, because who's going to be on a meal plan for the rest of their life?
Yeah, not a very small amount of people would actually stick to a meal plan the rest of their life. And yeah, that's why it's just important to educate yourself on the foods you should be eating and some of the micronutrients you should be getting in, and just get a little bit more specific than just making sure you're hitting your macros every day.
Yeah, basically, I'm a fan of doing macros with whole foods. eat whole foods, sure, you're not going to have nearly as many issues because these foods are going to, one, be a lot more accurate. They're not going to have as many changes within the calorie numbers. And two, your gut health is going to be so much better. You're not going to run into some of these issues of just eating candy for every meal. I do think that macros are a really great option to teach my clients, and I actually use this myself as well. But you should not be eating bullshit for every single meal. It's okay to, you know, squeeze in a few things here and there. That's actually what makes macros so great, is that you can do that.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And of course, when it comes to this flexible dieting approach, Lauren kind of brushed on it earlier. You're planning your new meal every single day. That can take a lot of time, right? That can take 15 to 30 minutes out of your day to plan your foods, rather than if you had something like a meal plan, you know exactly what you're eating every single day and you have that time saved. So if you're a super, super busy person, having a meal plan, having to meal prep food may not be convenient sometimes. You know it's going to be inconvenient every single day, having to plan out your new food every single day.
Exactly. So lots of pros and cons to each. Cool. If you want to stick to a meal plan every day for the rest of your life, great. That might be a good way to do it, but you need to make sure that you do have a lot of variety within that meal plan as well. I'd recommend, really, for a more sustainable approach you can really bring with you, take some effort and, you know, learn how to do some macros.
Yep, and learn how to eat the right foods in that process.
Alrighty, well, that's it for today. Hope you guys gained some value, and we'll see you tomorrow.
And remember, guys, liquids count as calories.